Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
Naturally me, naturally free. Join Tanya Maynard on Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. for Naturally Me, Naturally Free. Personally handcrafted natural skin, hair, herbal products, including natural herbal alternatives to medications. That's Naturally Me, Naturally Free. Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. with Tanya Maynard on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
Thank you for joining Vision and Empowerment. This is your host, Evangelist Christine Johnson. God bless you on tonight. Thank you for joining. Please share the link, Radio Network. Send the link to your family members, your friends. Let them know that Vision Empowerment is on the air. Tonight we have an awesome topic for you to hear that God has been dealing with me with. It's four topics: submit, surrender, and trust in God. And we just want God to bless you on today. It's three topics: it's submit, surrender, and trust God. And God been dealing with me all week, and I was praying and asking God during this time, during a pandemic and during transitions in our lives, trying to get back to normal, that what should we be doing at this point? What we need to do to help us stay focused on Him and don't get so distracted on this worldly things that goes on in the world. You know, you have a lot of people that have been passing away. You had a lot of people that's being sick during this time. You have children that's home schooling. You have parents that's working at the same time as their kids are in homeschooling. You have relationships that start having issues because they're not used to being around each other 24/7. And God has been dealing with me. I've been praying and asking God, what do you want me to share with your people? And God had shared with me, submit, surrender, and trust Him. And during this time, We know that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But we know God lifts up a standard for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And in James 4, 7, and 10, it talks about to submit ourselves, therefore, to God and resist the devil, and he will flee. We cannot take that word for granted, because I know myself, when I'm going through something, and if I don't let that thing go, if I don't flee from it, it will continue to be a distraction that I would not either do what I'm supposed to do. A goal can be delayed because of my submission to God is being distracted. So the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy, but God lifts up a standard. And that's why God tells us to resist the devil and he will flee. Also, God show us his ways. God teaches us his path and instructs us as well. So during this journey that we're going through in life, we have to learn how to submit our bodies unto God, submit our spirit, our mind, our soul unto the Lord. We're going to have to go back and start praying more. Praying more will give you some deliverance in your life. A lot of people was taking on a lot of baggage during this time, a lot of stress, a lot of mental things is going on. A lot of people are sad. A lot of people gaining weight. We got health problems because people been home, haven't been active. But God says, submit yourself to him. Submit yourself to him and resist the devil and he will flee. God also guides us to be humble before him. And in his truth and his righteousness, that we remain humble and let God do the exalting in our lives. I don't care what God bless you with, what you have became new to you, whether it's materialistic, or God had blessed you with a spouse, or you have a new baby, or you got new clothes, a new hairdo. Stay humble before God. If God bless you with a financial blessing, stay humble. Let God do the exalting in your life. God imparts his great forgiveness and mercy to us because he loves us. And he wants us to submit to him. God said there's no other gods before him. And a lot of times we don't recognize or understand that if we choose a man, materialistic stuff, finances, anything. It could be exercise and fanatic. Anything that you become a fanatic about instead of God, that means you put another God before God. And God is a jealous God. So God want to remind us to submit to him, to go before him. Make sure you set aside time to go before him. Don't let life bog you down that you don't have enough time to give God the praise, to give God the glory, to talk to him, listen to him. Just be quiet and let God minister to you. Let the Holy Spirit dwell in you, instruct you what God's plans are for in your life. So God want to continue to bless you. And how do he bless us? By submitting our ways to him. His ways is not our ways, and his thoughts is not our thoughts. God wants us to submit to him, and especially in these last and evil days. We know a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And that's what a lot of people have been unstable. I'm not talking about unsaved people only. I'm talking about the saints of God. People who have given their life to the Lord become unable, wavering, because we are in a new era of living. And long as you continue to be double-minded in your ways, that is a big distraction for the enemy to come and steal and destroy. That's why we have to submit our ways to God. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. He will cleanse you for your sins. He will purify your heart, that he will get all the glory for the story that you're going through. So I'm encouraging you to submit to your ways to the Lord. Let us hunger and thirst after God like never before. Submit yourself to God. I charge you today. Start today. Submitting yourself to God's will. Not your will, but God's will. Because there's some changes about to happen in our lives in this season. God is going to bless us in a mighty way. But we can get the blessings, but we have to learn how to maintain it. Sometimes things are easy to get, but hard to maintain. And how do you maintain it? By submitting yourself to God. And that goes to the next topic that I would like to share about surrendering. Surrendering your will to God. God wants you to surrender daily. Daily. Anytime you feel that you fell short from God, or you feel like you sin, or something that you know you didn't please God, surrender yourself. Time that happened when you recognize that you've done some wrong, repent. Ask God to forgive you. Surrender. And that's what I would like to talk about. Surrendering your heart to God. Turn away from your wickedness. You know, some things, people have gotten some strongholds in their life. It can be a boyfriend. It can be a girlfriend. It can be a mistress. You know, yes, I did say mistress, because sometimes people are living an adulterous life. And they want to get out of it, but they in there so deep that they don't know how to get out because their feelings got caught up in the web. And I'm sharing this today, not to down anybody, but to bring you back up, to charge you to surrender yourself to the Lord. Somebody's on drugs and want a release, want to be delivered. But you've been doing the drugs so much, or it took one or two times and you wind up getting hooked on that drug, or hooked on being intimate with somebody that's not your husband. Maybe it's your boyfriend or your girlfriend. You know, that's a stronghold. And we have to surrender ourselves to God. We have to surrender, bow down before him, ask him to forgive us for our sins. Because the devil will come to steal, kill, and destroy your life. So some things is easy to get into and hard to get out of. But I charge you today to surrender your life to the Lord and ask God to forgive you and renew your mind, create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you. God loves you. God haven't forgotten you. God will forgive you. There's no sins that God would not forgive you. Don't be so hard on yourself that you don't think that God going to forgive you. God loved you unconditionally. So we ask that you surrender yourself to the Lord and give God what's going on in your life. Tell him about it. You know, sometimes I just have to lay before the Lord, or sometimes I lay in the bed and I ask, Heavenly Father, please, Jesus, you know, you're on the right hand of God, advocate to the Father for me. Because if you don't do this thing, it won't be done. Or give me the strength to get out a situation, or bless me to do something else. You know, I go before the Lord. I submit myself, I humble myself before God, and I surrender to the Lord because I need his strength. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. So surrender yourself, and then you won't be ashamed. You'll get some confidence. You'll start being fearless. You're going to start getting feeling like a giant had rose up to you, that now you can take control of the situation. But first you have to surrender yourself to the Lord. The Bible reminds us in Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And in the life which I live, in the flesh I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. That's how much God loves us. That's how much God loves us, that he wants us to surrender our will to him. So I charge you on today to surrender yourself to the Lord, because God loves you. He cares about you. He wants you to be blessed. He wants your family to be blessed. He wants your children to be blessed. He wants your spouse to be blessed. He want to bless you with a spouse. God want to bless you with a baby. If you are married and praying for a child, and for some reason you was not able to get pregnant, but do you believe that God can do all things except fail? Surrender and submit to the Lord. And the next topic is talk about trust God with all your heart, with all your soul. Trust God no matter what the circumstances look like. Trust God. God sees all and he knows all. We can hide and duck and dive, but God sees everything. We can hide from our family. We can hide from our friends. We can hide from our loved ones, but don't you know God sees everything? A lot of people sin in the dark. You know, they have the lights cut off. Why is that? Why do we sin in the dark? Lord of mercy. because the darkness is dark, is bleak, is no light. And that's how the devil is. He want our life to stay in the darkness. But when you surrender your life to the Lord and when you submit to God, that light starts shining brighter and brighter and brighter in our lives. So I am charging you today. You already know what you're going through right now. Only you know the stronghold that you cannot shake for some reason. You got a stronghold. Whether it's alcohol, cigarettes, sex, whatever it is, lay aside every weight that easy besets you. And you probably say, well, you say that's easy. No, it's not easy, because I have done some wrong in my life. And I had a lot of strongholds in my life. And it was not easy, because I try to do it. That's when it wasn't easy. But when I gave myself to the Lord, when I surrendered, when I submitted to God and cried out to the Lord that I was sick of being sick of my own self and surrendered and submitted to God, that's when he said, Christine, now it's time to be delivered. Because he was moving me out the way. I had to get out the way so God can bless. So I'm encouraging you today that there is no sin too big for God to deliver you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding, and God will direct your path. And I just know God's going to bless you on today. This word is for you. It's for me. It's for everyone that's listening on today. Submit, surrender, and trust God. Trust, what trust God mean? You know, somebody like, what you mean by trusting God? No matter what happened, you would turn to God instead of turning away from God. I have heard so many people that was a little baffled about trusting in the Lord and they walk in life. But when certain things happen, they start trusting the Lord. So God know how to get your attention, and he know how to get you to trust him. But he don't want to cut your leg off or cut your arm off or you know, got to send a warning of destruction. He wants you to voluntarily trust him, believe in him, know him for yourself, for your own testimony, that he can heal. He can deliver. He can set free. He can set the captive free. He done it for me. I'm nothing but a sinner saved by grace. And those who gave their life to the Lord, they are sinners saved by the grace of God. But one thing we did different, we asked Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Savior in our lives. And he became our Redeemer because he loved us so much. And he can do the same for you. Even if you backslide, do you know you still can run to God? And God got his hands wide open, waiting for you to come back to him. Even if you feel that there's no possibility of whatever you're going through, you might be going through a lot of debt. Your light's about to go out. Your house about to be foreclosed. Your car might be repossessed. But I charge you to surrender, submit to God. God's going to make a way out of no way, that he will get all the glory and the praise. And you will be running and telling people what God has done for you. I am charging you today to trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding and let God direct your path. And God will do just that because God loves us so much. And in his presence is the fullness of glory. So we want God to bless you. I want you to submit, surrender, and trust in the Lord with all your heart. And start dying from yourself to Christ. You know, sometimes I tell myself I have to hide behind the cross because Christine got to die so God can live in my life. Sometimes, you know, I get fearful and I tell myself, why are you fearing when you're a child of God? And that's when I know that the enemy is cunning, that he don't want me to trust God, because something in a moment or next step I take is my deliverance. So I'm charging you, no matter what things look like right now, trust the Lord with all your heart. Surrender yourself to God. Submit to the Lord like never before. I'm at a point in my life that I just submit God's will in my life. I want him to use me any way he wants to. So that means that I have to pray more, fast some more. But the main thing is having that relationship with Christ. The main thing is submitting myself, surrendering to God, and trust him no matter what. Because I want God's will to be in my life like never before. I want that 360 change in my life, that people will see the God in me. Nothing that I could do to be blessed, but only by God's grace and his mercy that he uses us as a vessel. He want to use you as a vessel. You've been tossing yourself to and fro because you know you have a calling on your life, or God asked you to do something for his glory and you've been delaying it. But God is telling you today, surrender yourself, submit to him, and trust him, and let his will be done in your life, that he will get the glory for that story. And I'm just praying that surrender, submit, and trust in God on this moment, on this day, that somebody life has been affected, that God will change your life, that you will hunger and thirst after God like never before, that you will send your praise report to us, that you will be healed and delivered, trusting in God for your healing, that he will heal your body. He said that you can call upon him and he will answer. By his stripes, you already healed. But you got to trust him and believe in him by faith. I trust God in everything I do now because I can mess up a lot of things. But when I put my trust in God and my will in God and submit and surrender, it's so freely given to me, and I give God all the praise and the glory. And that's what he wants for you as well. I pray that something I said tonight, that you will submit, that you will surrender, and that you will trust in God, that your life will be changed at this moment, that you will continue the race. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. I pray that God bless your family. Y'all be safe. Thank God for Dr. Dean. God bless you and have a blessed evening. Bye for now. Please join us Tuesday at 7 p.m. or every Tuesday. God bless you. This is Evangelist Christine Johnson. God bless.
Your tender mercy I see day after day. Forever faithful toward me, and you're always providing for me. Praise your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy.
Your loving